session number 10635, rule 3.
Saying that you had some jewellery.
Yes, my family sent me a few pieces of jewellery during the Warsaw race through the Suez by our courier, and I tied very highly on my neck. And when the Germans start to prepare us to shoot, they couldn't get through my jewellery, and they tried to get to them, and they put us in the line to shoot us. After so many hours in the sewers, I wasn't frightened. I say only, it will be quick, and it will be a huge release for me, because I was in pain, I was tired, completely tired. And in this moment, arrived a German officer from outside and stopped the execution. And I and these three boys, we survived. Because he was from outside army, German army, and he bring the news from this unit, German unit, then we are now combatants. We are not anymore bandits. And to save my life.
So you now had some legal status.
Status, yes. And this German officer... myself and this another three boys, what was not from my unit, he took us to the headquarters outskirts of the Warsaw and start to ask us about the from you what kind of units we are and so on. I couldn't say anything because I was in awful state. My physical was awful. I was completely blind because after so many hours in the sewers with these gases, what they are in there, I was blind and I was wounded. And again, when they put the grenade to the sewers, the piece of concrete fell on my chest. And I couldn't swallow, and I couldn't really breathe very well. Then, really, I couldn't say quite a lot about the Warsaw race and my units and anything. And then they transfer us. The boys been much better, in much stronger physical condition. They've been take straightforwards to the probably to take to the capture somewhere. Because I was injured in a very bad state. I must say the German doctor started to change my bandages, and he syringed my eyes. And I was carried to the huge fort, was outskirts of the Warsaw. And in this fort, what you can have, they carry me to the dungeons in this fort, and they say then when they will be transported to the camps, they will come and collect me. They bring me food. I couldn't swallow. It was awful piece soup, very heavy, and I couldn't swallow. And there came one of the soldiers, I don't know, because I couldn't see properly. And he asked me in German something. I say, no, I can't say German because I don't understand, but I speak just a little French. And his French was fluent. And he said that he's a Swiss German. He was studying in Germany, and he was in the end of the war. There had been shortage of the German soldiers. He was by force taken to the German army. And he said, what's wrong with me? I said, I can't swallow. And he brought me a lot of sugar cubes, put on my bed, and said, swallow them very gently, dissolve them, then give you a bit of strength and so on. And again, he said to me, tomorrow morning, it was a night when I was there, it was dark, and tomorrow morning is a transport civilian is going to outskirts of the Warsaw from Mokotów. When I will come tomorrow with the soldiers, don't speak to me in French. But you will not go to the, you know, camp. You will go with civilian. And very unfortunately, next morning the four soldiers came and straight me on my
stretchers.
And outside it was what I learned later on, because I couldn't see. It was a lorry with a lot of civilians. And these soldiers, straightforward, throw away me in the middle of heads of the civilians. And, you know, then we went by this lorry to the few miles, a few kilometers, you say, to the station, when it was a lot of carriages, or open carriages, what you transport, cattle, or so on, so on. And all these civilians been transferred to these trains. Of course, they carried me because I couldn't walk. And I land in the Pruszków, what was huge camp from civilian refugees from Warsaw.
So, were you in that when you were liberated?
No. In Pruszków, of course, the underground organization still was there. Very quietly, they come to me and say, which company, what part of Warsaw you are, so on, so on. And very quickly, they transferred me, what they call, to the hospital, outskirts of the Warsaw, Milanówek. I was lucky enough. Then I was transferred to the big cinema, what was a lot of straw, and they put me on the pile of the straw. By my other friends, was not so lucky. The wounded people being placed in the garden under big trees, and sometimes they stayed several weeks before they find out something cover for them. This was, madam, do you know, my aunt, any connection with the Germans, really.
Do you have any complaints about the way in which you were treated, as far as medical treatment was concerned, from them?
I have only one complaint. When they just captured me in Dvorkova, they banged me so hard on my face that I lost 3 teeth.
What did they hit you with?
Germans, with hand, with fist. This is a complaint, physical complaint.
For no reason.
For no reason.
You were telling me earlier that you know the film Canal by Andrzej Wajda.
Wajda, yes.
Can you tell me what you think of the film from the point of view of historical accuracy, having been in the Warsaw Rising yourself?
Historical accuracy is very good, because exactly happened like it was in the film. Of course, the persons been bit changed, but you can recognize some of them, do you know, from my company, because the scenery was right by my command, my company command. And the feeling of the sewers was much worse in realistic life than it was on the film. They couldn't completely produce the flair, the feeling of the sewers.
What was the worst thing about the sewers?
Worse was darkness, kind of gas. You couldn't breathe. In one part of my journey through the sewers, it was the so difficult to breathe, then you think then you suffocate in any moment. Then it was a very bad German's barricade, what was extremely difficult to get through. It was really difficult part to take this barricade. And of course, the places when you couldn't find out the exit, you know, you didn't know, then you'd be able. You lost the way completely. It was so many sewers and so many branches. Then it was difficult to see. And you walk. When I walk on the way back, I walk mostly in the water, you can call the water, to my knee. But under this water, it was a pile of bodies. And a nightmare for me. First few years, I couldn't sleep during the night. I wake with awful feeling. Then I walk again on somebody's tummy or on somebody's head. Because you couldn't see, it was dark. And you walk in this kind of, I don't know, you can't call this water. And in this water was the bodies. It is nightmare.
Were the sewers crowded?
On the way back, when I went back, it was not many people. When we walked forwards to Warsaw, it was very crowded.
Did you believe that there were exits from the sewers from which you could escape?
We know, and there was somewhere exits, but we didn't know where, how to find it.
You didn't know the names of
it? No. It was no names and no numbers, no plan. It was only pure chance that we find out the way on this Dvorkova, unfortunately, because the other soldiers find out the other exit when they went to other different part of Warsaw.
So you were just walking around down there in
yes.
the hope that by chance you would find
we find
exit.
Out some exit, yes.
Could I ask you one final question in view of all the hardship that you went through in those days? Do you think it was all worthwhile?
I think it was necessary, because to be under 4 years of this very bad occupation and young person and love freedom, it was like an outburst of our feeling. I know that maybe politically it was not right or maybe wrong, but for young people in this time, I think it was the right thing to fight.
Do you think that maybe you gained anything personally from having gone through all these hardships?
Yes. I'm a much stronger person now. Probably when I will not go through this underground experience in occupation and during the Warsaw race, I will be a different person. I am a much stronger person.